Now let's talk for a few minutes in general to apply what we learned over here in our situation. Because why don't we talk about Nesiyahu? Yes. What? You were there? Ah, because then who were they? Ah. Yeah, not Dick, yeah. So tell us the rest of the story. In any case, okay. So I just want to summarize for the takeaway. Okay. So number one, there is no question that this is an Nisayon. This goes into the category of an avodas and nisyanos. And the first, and so there's a few points that immediately connect us. Number one, that our is no, number one is like this: we didn't end up in this situation by accident. You know, me and my wife had testing before we got married. We had the Dari Sharon testing. They didn't, for whatever reason, at that moment, they didn't check test cystic fibrosis. They didn't have it yet. They didn't have cystic fibrosis testing yet. So okay. And if we would have got, you know, so someone can make a cheshbon, you know. Yeah, but that, I wouldn't have my wife. I wouldn't have my family. Imagine if we would have had the bashgacha protest. They didn't have the testing yet for that. And we're married, Baruch Hashem, for 30 or so years. And we have a beautiful family. And the fact that I had one child that was a miracle itself. It wasn't in the first children, but it landed on the fact that my child has this situation. Am I going to make a cheshbon that this was an accident? So first of all, you know, you have to remember nasata. The Eibishter is giving this. And who is the Eibishter giving it to? L'reyecha, to those that the Eibishter trusts, that they fear him. Fear him over here doesn't mean fear, tremble from the Eibishter. Fear means that those people who have a bittel atzmi in their neshama, that's fear. Fear is the bittel atzmi. That Eibishter is giving me this inyan. And why is the Eibishter giving this to me? L'hisnoisis. This is something that's so important. L'hisnoisis mit uftzeheb. That Eibishter wants to lift me and my family and my whole shlichus and out. That Eibishter is giving this to me, and the Eibishter is giving to me l'hisnoisis. And there's a kavan over here. The kavan is mekoshet tzela, to bring out the deepest commitment of myself, my spouse, my husband. My other children will also see it and feel it, and they'll be rock solid on a very deep level of a connection to the Eibishter. Now we'll go back to what we spoke about on the introduction, and I have to realize that that my tipple with my child, my time that I'm involved dealing with my child, and is not time off from my shlichus. It's not an interruption. It's not that right now there's something I need to tend to, and therefore one of the shluchim told me over here, Heramaisa. One of the shluchim told me over the weekend over here, gave me chills, the story, how some person in his Chabad house is intimidated by his special needs child. And the special needs child comes and bothers in shul. So one day this yid, an elter yid, a Russian yid, tells this shliach, he says, this is Chabad, this is not a special needs Verstehst institution? Imagine the shliach. What do you mean? Send your kid somewhere else. This is Chabad. This is meant for people. Koyden kol Chabad is special needs. To deal with everybody that's special needs. Ganz Lubavitch is special needs. But in addition to that, the child is the shlichus. I can't remember. Now, just like, imagine you had your Hanukkah party all set. Imagine if you had your Hanukkah party all set, and then an hour before it, Rachmana Litzlan, there is a situation, and someone in the community really, 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 really needs you. There was an accident, Chas V'Shalom. Who knows? Someone needs a Rachmana Litzlan. What happened? And someone in the community needs you right now to be there and hold their hand and hug them. Whatever it is, Chas V'Shalom. You can imagine something like this. So is someone going to say, "See, what are you going to do? You're going to ask your top guy you can rely on to be there by the Hanukkah party. You're going to have your son do it. You're going to have whoever it is do it. And where are you going to be? Are you going to think that this is, oy rachman, that's an interruption on my shlichus? Now, what is your shlichus? If not for when a yid is chas v'shalom needs help right now, you're going to be there. Now, first of all, why is your child any different? Secondly, and even, and more than that, The bitter of, the, as we spoke in the Maimer, the last and deepest Nitzutzi Kiddush, which prepare the world for Mashiach, as he says it later in the Maimer, it's only through these Nitzutzim, these Atzmiyastig Nitzutzim, that come from the highest places, and that's why they fall into a state where they come down in a great darkness that is impenetrable, you can't work with, like an Asayan. And they are only elevated through this. And again, when with our children, we see that they are kuloi etzem. If the whole Maimer is talking about etzem, they are etzem, his galos. This is atzmas. This is a neshama without all the features, without all the, it's pure. That's important to know that it's not, that's what Rabbi Wilhelm spoke yesterday. It's not a, what was the words he was using in his first thing? He said, it's not, what? It's not a dover of it. It's not time that you're wasting. This is the shlichus, and this is part of your elevation and fixing of your community, of the makam shlichus that you need to elevate. Now, another thing, the hard part that I think people were having a hard time with was, but how can you say that over here there's a psenitzutz over there that became dark and can't be? So Rabbi Munitz yesterday gave a very starker klorkeit to me and to. Because here's what's going on over here. When we're talking about the nisayon over here is what? It's not your child. Your child is a neshama, and is a neshama that has all the features that a neshama has, is a perfect soul, and we'll see in a moment maybe even higher than all other neshamas. In other words, then the darkness over here is the illness, the deficiency, the elements that are blocking this child from being, right? So those elements, what are they? That's a concealment. Now, this concealment that we're dealing with over here, this concealment, as you mentioned, if you're looking at it just b'chitzonius, you're looking at it, the golustig element of it, he brought the idea of the Rebbe speaking about goyla ge'ula, is when you open up your mind and you see the pnimius of it, you don't see the chitzanius of it, you add the aleph of it, and you see the geula element of it. So then you realize as follows, that this concealment and this darkness is, as we said before, is the Eberster is giving me the situation. But why is the Eberster giving me the situation? Kodem kol, the Eber, through these neshamas, this is, Atzmus is being this gala in the world. All other neshamas that are coming are projecting through their koiches agluyim. These neshamas are coming down and they're etzem begilui. So it's not that there is a illness, a deficiency, and this is a psa. As the Rebbe says, oh, that's what I was looking for. In the Maimer, the Rebbe says you can't look at it as a thing. You have to look at it as an inyan, a temporary inyan that doesn't really have a real metzias. That's the point that we're saying is not real. What's not real, now you think, well, I mean, the illness that my child has is not real. Of course it's real. So going back to what we spoke about in Russia. Over there as well, it was real for 70 years. And Russia was a very serious thing. They had a nuclear power. And the whole world is considered finze. Oh, but it's not real in terms of its real definition of emes. So when we look at our own children's deficiencies, we have to recognize that the deficiencies element, the darknesses of it, is not real be'emes lamita. Which means in a deeper realm, and a deeper realm that maybe we can't access. This child has all the perfections that a neshama, that a person has. And the moment Mashiach will come, and all the darknesses will fall away, we will suddenly discover our children as rich, as unbelievable, like we see already over here in the at the retreat. We heard a couple of testimonials of people who's for whatever whatever type of therapy, we are able to now open up channels to talk to their children, and suddenly realize that what they thought their children were so might chas v'shalom say deficient in the inside, they're not deficient at all in the inside. It's only on the way out, on the communication level, that's where they're being stuck. So when you suddenly realize that, so you realize, hey, so how real is it? How real is it? It's not an emes inyan. The Eberster is giving it to me, in as much as it relates to the children, it relates to the children. We don't know their world. But as much as it relates to us, it's an asayah. And for us, the Nisayan is to be besimcha and to recognize it's a schus to have these children. And Rabbi Munitz said, give Shmak yesterday, that it's who are these neshamas that are coming down into the world? These are neshamas of tzaddikim, who are volunteering to come down to do the final purification that needs to be in the world. When you're watching a world going haywire with craziness, today's a world mamash going nuts. So you must have very, very powerful neshamas here just by their presence in the world being here. So I know that I'm hosting a neshama, but who knows? You know, you see stories about once in a while, it's stories of tzaddikim, and they gave you the inside information. This was once a neshama of a tzaddik who lived in Tzvas, like the Baal Shem Tov story. Like he leapt in Tzvas, this and that, who did something awesome by his bar mitzvah. And do you know who your children are? I know my child who went through this is a super, super spiritual child. He's a mamash haheliga child. I can see it. He came to Rebbe Munitz's class. He was in public school. And finally, he came out of public school. He was declaring, Shnei Oyer. What am I doing in public school? Ich bin dich zwei lichtike, Shnei Oyer. I'm two lights. For years, he walked around with the idea, I'm two lights. And therefore, what am I doing in public school? So when he finally got to Cheder, he was so happy. And since then, er kocht sich every day, Mashiach now, and he wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. He thinks Lubavitch got it all wrong. It's enough. We're doing the same stuff already 31 years, Garnish Geholfin. I think it's every day. We got to start building the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to create a very interesting blend. He has a whole world that he built. And it's the only thing that interests him. Yesterday he calls me, bunch of missed calls. I finally get to speak to him. What's going on? Oh, he heard Mike Pence is getting in the race. He's on the politics the whole time. This one is getting on. Christie's getting on the race. This only one track minded. He has to know what's going on because to him, you know, there's an ocheletis over there. He wants. And then he's driven only with Mashiach. And how are we going to, whatever. He has his flag. He's very, very interesting. But with that tmimis, with that drive, you can see. And so we have to always calm him down. All he wants to go to Camp Simcha, and all he wants to do is run in there and scream Mashiach all day and make everybody crazy. And he has a thrill of making everybody crazy. He's going to provoke everybody. But this is his class. How it's not coming out in a normal way, but you see that there is a helikite there. There's a high neshama. So this is important for us to remember. These are high neshamas. There is a concealment. And I want to leave off with the last point, which I think is very important. And that is that years ago, that when the Rebbe said that Hine Mashiach is coming, the Geula is coming, there were some chassidim who put on kapatas. And I know a few of them that never took off the kapat. And you say Meshigayim. But the emes is not Meshigayim. We're off the wall. If the Rebbe said Mashiach is coming, then we should all be ready with our kapatas. I said, durchgegangen 30 Jahre, the violence is gewonnen. So this is not a question on what the Rebbe said. And we all go back to Chaim, what's his name? Chaim Fogelman's song. You know, he wouldn't tell us whatever if he hadn't seen it with his own eyes. If the Rebbe told us that we're standing by the spread of the Geula, Daf Mevissen, that it's Otot. So when we deal with our children, we have to take a deal with the situation as it is daily. But on the other hand, when we start overthinking what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be next week, what am I going to do with them, what's going to do with them, we have to live in the state that we're standing at the threshold of the Geula, and any second Mashiach has come. And Mashiach will come, Adarabah, our children, and Dafka, these children will parade in front of everybody with their siblings and with... So when we live with that, when we understand that, that's momentarily, any second, Mashiach is coming, and it's not living in fantasy. Because once the Rebbe told us, as the Mashiach ended the Gansa Avodah, Adarabah, every second the Geula is not here, is a kasha. It's a crazy question. But in terms of readiness, the Geula is coming. So it's like in the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that every person can be a Beinoni. So the question is, Beinoni, you can make a commitment, you're never going to do an Aveda. So what's the Beinoni? In the next minute, can you be a Beinoni or not? Can you control your Machshava Dibur HaMaisa for 1 minute? For 1 minute, everybody can be a Beinoni. Okay, the next minute, you do it a minute at a time. You can't do it forever, but you can do it a minute at a time. Our case, to be able to be strong in our ashlichus and in our avodah with our children, we have to take it. People were saying this. Yes, it's laman anaseno dvar. Talk about the pasuk of Nisyonis, it says dvar yoyim biyoyimai. You have to take it day by day. And today you can live with the idea that right now I have to deal with whatever I need to deal with, but the Mashiach is coming today, and the Yule is coming. Now, how do you put yourself in that Mashiach state that you should believe that Mashiach is coming today? So you have to learn in the Rebbe Masichas. We have to keep ourselves where the Rebbe planted us.
Yes.
Is
to finish the story you said about that man in our Kabbalah, said it's not a special needs place.
Mm. He identified himself.
Okay. He goes over to him on Shabbos.
Yes.
And he goes to touch his sister. Like, he doesn't like to touch his sister. The guy flips out. So I asked him in therapy, because he doesn't speak, but he types, why do you keep on harassing this guy? He says, I like him. Yeah, he has no animosity. He's no, like, this guy is angry at him. Control your son, he tells me. Bill, you know, like, he gives me Musa in front of him.
No, that's this. It's not Atzmas Mamish.
I told him. My son is saying that he pushed the likes.
Gili Yechidusha Ben Nefesh, what's
Wilson? I'm ready to do the grand finale at the end of the Ilo. So I stopped, and I started talking to him, like one-on-one. You know, response to there, how was your day? You know, you want to tell me something? I realized he needed his father, because I was busy all day. And there was a baruyit, and people by the break of fast said this was the highlight of the Yom Kippur. The one-on-one.
What is the Eibishter doing by Nila?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
We're having a meltdown, and he's saying, "What's?"
The problem is, when my son had help, it doesn't help. Yeah.
The main thing is that everybody should have only Allah brachas, and we learned the minors, all the good sky. It's all beautiful. We don't need any more challenges. Everybody's yichid is already shining brightly. You can have already.
Yeah.